Hi, my name is Angelica. I'm a student taking health science, and today in my podcast, I will be talking about how to avoid high cholesterol. High cholesterol is an issue that affects over 70 million adults in the United States. Even though the percentage of American adults who suffer from high cholesterol has decreased over the last 20 years, this condition still affects 1 in 3 adults. That means if you are carpooling while listening, there is a chance one of you may suffer from high cholesterol. Why am I bringing this up? Because high cholesterol increases the risks of having a heart disease or a stroke. And if you are smart enough to tune in, you are smart enough to know that that's bad. I'm going to dedicate this podcast to talk to you guys about ways to prevent high cholesterol. So the first preventative measure we are going to talk about today is healthy eating. Knowing what to avoid is key. Read those labels, you guys. Saturated fats, trans fats can raise your cholesterol to unsafe levels. Trade in those processed meats, red meats, cookies, and margarine for olive oils, avocados, walnuts, or other healthy foods. The next thing you want to do is get rid of those extra pounds. Just by losing 5 to 10 pounds can lower your cholesterol levels enough to get you back into a healthy range. Just 30 to 60 minutes of walking or bike riding every day will do. Some exercise is better than no exercise. Lastly, a great way to avoid high cholesterol without completely changing your lifestyle would be to stop smoking. If you are a smoker, just stop. Smoking cigarettes can damage your blood vessels and cause plaque to form in your arteries much faster than non-smokers. Avoid alcohol at all. If you can't go without your glass of wine, make sure to limit your intake. Now that we've gone over some ways to prevent high cholesterol, I suggest all of you listening to go out and speak to your doctor and look at ways to make changes in your life to prevent high cholesterol. Thank you guys for tuning in on ways to prevent high cholesterol.